Hey guys, I am Caleb Giddings, and you are watching Gun Day Brunch brought to you by Taurus USA and Guns.com. Joining me today is.
Keith,
And
no joke.
Jack is not here because he is seeking the fountain of goth muscle mommies. It's where they all come from. So if he
It is
finds
fat.
it, he's not sharing the GPS coordinates with anyone, apparently. He's
I
like.
shared with him the Goths sacking Rome, and he was like, "I need to find the source."
Right.
And
So anyway, on today's episode, we're talking about one of our favorites. Like, okay, so we love movies, right? And we all know that the gun stuff in movies isn't great. But what I didn't know, because I am
there's a
not a,
range.
yeah,
There's a
there's a range of great, great to good. But what I didn't know, like, and I knew how often, I was very, very aware of how technically bad the fundamental, like, handgun shooting and stuff was, right? Or some of their CQB and stuff like that. And I don't know why I didn't assume that even for some reason, they never extended that assumption of badness to, like, sniping scenes other than the obviously bad ones, right?
There's
But,
a
like,
there's an effect, and I've got to look it up because I can't remember the name, and I'm not gonna throw it out there and butcher it. But there's an effect of how our minds think like that. Take the average topic that you have a great deal of knowledge on. You're an ex you are in the expert level category, whether you want to use that term or not. You're in the expert level category of, say, revolvers or something like that. And we then see something that's really wrong with revolvers, and we're like, that's bullshit. However, when we then jump to another topic, that assumption of, hey, they got that wrong, but like our natural assumption then goes back to, oh, but this is probably right, and I have no information that says this is wrong. So I'm just going to assume that it's kind of okay and right.
Well, and what I wouldn't do is again, other than the ones that are obviously egregiously bad, and we will talk about those, I would just sort of assume that it was like run of the mill bad, right? Like
Yeah,
normal
it's
level
just
bad.
like
So like, here's an
whatever,
example of
creative
run.
choice.
Here's
Creative
an
choice.
example
That's
of
not how it
run of the
works.
mill bad gun stuff. Basically, the entirety of the movie SWAT. That is one of my very favorite movies. The range scene is absolutely iconic. But in general, the gun handling is not great. The way they edit it, like, is not fantastic. Their tactics are what is even happening. But it's not so heinously bad that it makes you like ball up
It's
and
a
cringe.
good action flick in some of the
Yeah.
sense of like the classic action flicks. Like, let's throw out the movie that I give the most passive passes to all the time, Commando. I love
Right.
Commando. Nothing in Commando is like, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, you're like, oh, the gun
Nothing,
handling, this is
nothing there.
fantastic.
However, it's Commando and I love it. So go forth. You can do no sin, Arnie. Get
Yeah,
that quad
exactly.
rocket launcher
Well,
in
and I
there.
mean, hell, most of,
Big
most,
Belcher.
so like, most of Schwarzenegger's movies are like that, right? So, and they get a pass because we love them because they're good, right? The gun handling in Terminator is not good. It's much better in T2. Whoever they hired to coach Linda Hamilton in T2, she is using that 1911 in the grip and stance that was appropriate for a high-speed operator of the era. So good for her. But regardless, so we're talking about specifically sniping and, like, so one of the worst examples, one of the things. So, well, let's talk about some. We'll do this. We're going to talk about some general bad examples that reflect through a lot of fiction. Then we'll talk about some specific bad examples. Then we'll talk about some good examples, some where they get it not perfect, but
But
reasonably
like
close to
really good.
right, where they do an okay job. So, general bad examples that I have noticed through fiction, and I noticed this before I'd taken any sort of precision marksmanship training, is just a lack of shooting from supported positions. Like, dudes with just like taking sniper shots from a high kneeling position with the rifle tucked into their shoulder. And
Oh, yeah. Just full on winging it offhand.
I'm like, who are you? Like a re who are you shooting at? What is even happening right now? How do you expect that man is 300 yards away and you have no support, none whatsoever? You're just in a and you're not even in a
And
loading.
then the camera shot is always like just a little bit of movement. The reticle's just dancing
Yeah,
around that. And
just
it's always like 75 times zoom, right? Or
yeah.
100 times zoom. It's
Oh
right
yeah.
on their head, like here. The shot is their face. And it's like, what scope do you have on
Yeah.
there?
I'm pretty sure, like, like,
You
first
can
off,
see
yeah,
God with that thing.
the zooms on these things, and oh, and the reticles are always the right size somehow to like frame their head. It's never like I've got my two MOA dot on this guy at 100 yards and it's covered his entire face. You're like, well,
It's
shit.
not because it's a 2 MOA dot cha charged up to like a million brightness because that's how you'd run it so you could see it real fast.
So yeah, so the biggest one that you see, and you see this in everything, is a lack of a supported shooting position in a situation that would absolutely call for a supported shooting position. And then of course they make the shot because the magic of TV and movies, and you're just like, fine, whatever. I accept that Mark Wahlberg can hold a 9-pound rifle offhand and shoot a running man in the left eye at 400 meters. Movie
You know
magic. That's
what?
Marky
Fine.
Mark. Fine. He probably prayed
Go for
beforehand,
it.
so it's okay.
Yes.
Have you seen the ads for Mark Wahlberg's Jesus app? What a pivot that
A
is. Sorry. I've been up since 3 a.m.
little
I'm a little
random
loopy.
aside. Yeah, so unsupported shooting was a huge one. Goofy reticles and goofy zooms. Like there's one in an otherwise really good movie for handling. Extraction at the end, they're on the bridge scene, they're fighting, and his partner, who I like, I think she's a good actress and I think she's good in the role, but they give her a SCAR 17 and she starts this run and gun, and then she has to take out the co counter sniper, who's this Indian dude with an H&K SL8 with like a
Oh,
four power on it, and
such a
then they
good
have a little
gun.
counter sniper battle between the SCAR 17, which is wearing a six power VCOG, and the SL8 wearing a like a four power Steiner or something like that. And of course it's like 35 zoom, 35, 50
And mind
times.
you, they're at like what, a
And the
hundred
reticles are
yards
always
from
like
each
right on
other?
their faces. They're hunting each other. And it's like, yeah, no, none of that. I can at least say like both of them were firing from prone positions trying to take each other out. Like, good on you there, but I can't even remember if she was using a bipod, he was using a bipod. And they're shooting across a river here, so it's several hundred yards. And it's like, no.
Well,
Like, good
so
action figures, but no.
that's a Hollywood thing that right there is very minimal actual historical evidence for sniper duels. So have they occurred? Yes. Is there documented evidence of some of these things actually happening? Absolutely yes. Is it the sort of thing that happens as often as Hollywood would like you to believe, where it's like sniper on sniper? No. No. Here's how in modern combat, pretty much since snipers have been around, here's how we take snipers out. Artillery. Hey guys, we've
Hi,
spotted this
I'm going to
sniper
drop
and
a
that
big explodey thing on that guy.
guys, we
Artillery or close air support.
right. Well, like,
Those two
and
things.
the best sniping, like the best example of counter sniper behavior is in Band of Brothers, when they're like, oh, there's a sniper in that building. Let's delete that building.
That's exactly like it. And talking with anyone in our GWAT, era who's had to deal with this or had to deal with spinning up tactics for this type of thing, that was always like, if you had permission to do it, you would use the biggest gun to do it. Not even snipers, like RPG team, machine gun team, any threat that you could hit with a really big thing and didn't have to expose your guys to, yeah, you hit it with the really big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, bad Hollywood stuff, obviously, the unsupported shooting, the super reticles, the sniper duels, which I will say,
Sniper
s
duels.
sniper duels make for really cool movies, 'cause
Oh
like
yeah, it's great drama.
the
It's
best
great
sniper
drama.
movie, without a doubt, is Enemy at the Gates.
Oh, 100%. That
And
one is forever.
yeah,
And you
so,
can't argue with it.
no.
Go in the comments. I don't care.
Enemy at the Gates is the best sniper movie. It is, and What's interesting about it, and what they, I would say that they do a good job of, and one of the reasons why I have very few bones to pick with Enemy at the Gates about their sniping, is that they don't do things that are unrealistic for the technology that is presented at the time, right? Like
And
if
they do a
you
lot of things very well, maybe not perfectly right, but very well. They illustrate a hide very well. They illustrate displacement after a shot very well, because both sides are using counter sniper tactics like, oh, hey, let's call in artillery because a sniper shot just came from that building over there.
Or machine guns or whatever they need to, you know, again, oh, a round came from over there, delete over there. Yeah. So no, I think, and I mean, obviously we all love Enemy at the Gates because of Rachel Weisz, but also because it's a good movie. But no, and I think they do a good job because by and large, and again, despite the, you know, the sniper duel, that which by the way, there's no evidence that that engagement ever happened, unless you trust Soviet propaganda or Soviet record keeping about,
Proper record keeping is
yeah.
what you meant to
Now, if you
say.
think that the Soviets are 100% telling the truth about the Germans dispatching the head of their sniper school to come take out Vasily Zaitsev and that guy losing, then yeah, of course it happened. But it's just weird that there's no orders from the German side that substantiate such a deployment. So, you know, was there a counter sniper trying to kill him? Yeah, of course.
Oh, 100%.
Was
He
it,
was he's deleting Germans.
yeah, absolutely. They were trying to kill him with everything. So anyway, but I think that, so yeah, we can hold up, we can hold up Enemy at the Gates as honestly a pretty good example of depicting sniping in movies. You had a great example in an otherwise good movie that drove you nuts, which reminded me of a really terrible example that drives me nuts.
Let's talk about the general mechanic. The mechanic of let me assemble my sniper rifle right in front of me before I take the shot, as if this isn't a precisely
Like, and they
zero.
screw the barrels in and
Screw the barrel in, screw the suppressor on, attach and not even torque, just attach the scope, with thumb rings and everything like that. And any shooter is going to tell you immediately that's like, that's a guess. Like, even if your gun is designed to be thrown together like that, now your zero is a guess. It's going to be kind of where it was when you took it apart, but there's no way to check. There's no way to know. So the throwing together of the rifle right before the shot, nah. And
Yeah.
the specific example is in John Wick. William Dafoe, right as he's about to decide whether or not he's going to take a shot at John, and instead decides to save John's life, which makes for a great fight scene in the
Oh,
Continental War.
yeah.
Which I love those two characters and their interplay, him and Will. They clearly have history. They don't go into it a lot, and they don't have to go into a lot.
That's what, okay, I actually
They just
think.
play well, very well off each other. But that, like, let me reassemble my Remington 700 Sport Edition with a 3x9 on it so I can take my suppressed shot here. Like, all right.
I think, and this is kind of a side note, we've touched on this, I imagine, a little bit in the past, but the strength of the first two John Wick movies, which became the weakness of the third and fourth ones, was the strength of the first two movies was not a lot of world building. Like they were like, hey, there's this shadowy assassin world, and John has all these previous relationships in it, and that's all you needed to know. Like they built it out a little bit in two, and I was like, that's good. We don't need any more world building than that. And then in three and the four, they were like, ha-ha! You said more world building?
You had so many other opportunities of what you could do if you wanted to keep making John Wick movies, and we'll come back to snipers here in a second, but you had a lot of things you could do with it, with a shadowy nebulous, because you can make any other character to become in, or any other event come and be an antagonist to John Wick after the second movie, and put that there. And instead they're like, all right, let's go down this crazy rabbit hole so he has to find the sniper Jesus in the desert. And I'm like, oh, okay, Grandmaster Assassin Jesus out there in the desert, and Three and four went off the rails. They're still fun. I still like watching them, but they're not like one and two. One and two are actually really tight movies, and they're fun to watch because of that. And there's still an element of like believability, because now, like after the fourth one, everyone has the bulletproof suit. Everybody just takes a bunch of rounds, and the bulletproof suit can stop everything. So, you know, it is.
Yeah.
All right,
So
back to Snipe.
anyway, back to sniping. Back to sniping. Sniper, no sniping. I have a similar example, and it's from, without a doubt, one of my favorite movies of all time, which is The Replacement Killers. And in the beginning of this movie, Chow Yun, and if you haven't seen The Replacement Killers, it is a, was that a late 90s or early 2000s? Hang on. I want to say, hang on. We're gonna go with 1998. Oh, nailed it. The Replacement Killers is a 1998 action movie starring Chow Yun-fat and Mira Sorvino. If you have not seen it, go see it, like rent it. I don't do whatever, get it. It's great. It is phenomenal. The gun handling isn't good. The action sequences are peak 90s Hong Kong import to America good. And in the very beginning of the movie, he's setting up his sniper rifle to take out this target. And I won't do a spoiler in case you haven't seen it. And his sniper rifle is a 9mm Kar 15. I'm like, and he builds it. So he does the whole thing where he builds it, right? Like, first off, he builds the gun and then he puts the scope on it. And you can see the mag in it in several of the scenes. And it's a friggin' Colt 9mm mag. And I'm like, and the first time I saw this movie, I was 17. I didn't know that. Now, and once I figured out what that was, going back to watch it, I'm like, why are you taking a sniper shot with a 9mm Kar 15? What is even
It's
happening right now?
like that's at best like a 10 minute of angle gun. Like,
Yeah, first off, it's a 10 MOA gun. Second, you can sort of get a sense of how far the shot is. It's at least 100 yards from where he's set up in the trees to shoot down into this guy's driveway. And I'm just like, that is the worst gun for that. That is not the right choice, sir. Not unless you were planning on flipping that selector to auto and just going,
and just
have a
holding.
magazine.
Thank you. Come again.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's
48.
a that is a fairly egregious example. Other egregious examples, the entire movie Sniper. But
Now, Sniper gets the pass. It
because
gets
it's
the
Sniper.
pass. However,
Sniper 2
it
does
is an awful
not.
sniper movie from a technical standpoint. Like
Us.
that original shot where he's like trying to take it from the helicopter and
Yeah,
with
Sniper
his
2 does
gets
not get a pass for the
one.
record. Absolutely not. But yeah, no, the original one is so bad, is one of those where like it crosses over into so bad it's good territory. And I also it is also fun.
It is a fun movie to go through,
It's
right?
a fun movie to go through,
Fun
and you can
movie.
also construct, so there's also a narrative. Okay, so that I gotta build this. So Tom Berenger plays the main character in Sniper, also played the main character in The Substitute. The Sniper fictional universe is The Substitute's fictional universe, is the whole fan theory, right? So he finishes doing sniper things and goes on to be The Substitute, right? They're basically the same character, right? Like, let's be real. Also, can we just stop and think of the fact that at one point Tom Berenger was an action star? Action stars were built different in the 90s. Like, to be an action star today in 2024, you have to look like Chris Pratt or Chris Evans or Chris Pine or which
The
guy?
Chris's,
Yeah,
one of the Chris's.
you
They're
have to look like one of the
all doing
Chris's.
tactical action stuff right now,
Yeah.
so.
You have to look like one of the Chris's, and like back in the 90s, you just had to like look tough. Shit, you didn't even have to look tough. Mel Gibson had a flowing mullet and was an
I
action
know.
star.
He didn't look tough. He just kind of looked
Tom
unhinged.
Cruise
That
has never looked tough a day in his life, and he is the
worked.
greatest action star of our generation. Oh my God. But okay, so
Let me give an honorable mention here to A Sniper Shot in an otherwise movie. It's a ridiculous movie. It's got slow-mo and everything like that. But Chris Evans Jensen, two hands with his buddy backing him up in The Losers, the double sniper shot through the window at like 800 yards. And then he turns around and he's like, "Gotcha, man." And it goes right out through the bullet hole and everything like that. That's
well, so
just a good shot.
that's something that we've
It's
talked about
well
before where,
constructed. It's absurd. I don't care. It's fun.
right, but you're willing to forgive that sort of stuff in movies that are at the outset telling you are suspending disbelief here, right? Like in a movie that is at the outset telling you, hey, no, this is fine. This is basically a comic book movie. We're going to suspend disbelief. I'm willing
They did
to.
that so well in that movie too, because the opening scene is them on the ridge getting in a pretty typical like special forces observation setup, airstrike type thing.
I mean, aside
But
from
then
the fact
they
that
get
a
that
colonel
the
is actually
evil
out on a
message from
field
the
op.
colonel, you know, yeah. And then they get the evil message from, you know, CIA guy that, hey, we're gonna, you know, we're not gonna call off the airstrike, we're gonna bomb the kids. And so what do? They're like, all right. Awesome comic book rescue mission time. Time to get
Right.
the
And they
kids
steal a
out.
school bus. That's
And
when
they
you're like,
steal the school
oh,
bus to do
this is
it.
not a
And it,
serious. Right.
yeah.
And also, the fighter that the CIA is using, I think, is a MiG-21
Yeah.
in that opening sequence. And I'm like, first off, where did you find one of those
Yeah.
things? Secondly,
Going
where can
retro
I
with
get
that one.
one? Now, here's one of the things that you do run into, because like so, and I picked on Mark Wahlberg earlier, but Shooter is an egregious example of bad sniping in a movie that is taking itself seriously. The shooting and sniping in the TV show Shooter is marginally better, but only marginally, because it's not that actually that much better. But in
It is a little better.
they're both
They're
pretty
both all
egregious.
right at times, and then they're both like, yeah, no,
The
at other
Marky
times.
Mark one is especially egregious, actually, because it's just if it they ask you to believe that rifles are doing things that are luck, that they are so complex that the skill element has been fully removed from it. And so like Shooter is not a good movie. The TV show Shooter I actually like. I didn't like the movie. So you
They
have
made some choices in the movie from the novel that were like the I thought it I think it was the studio, but like they
probably
made some choices that
or
I'm
Marky
just,
Mark,
you
you never
know.
know.
Yeah, it could have been Mark, but like he was the executive producer on the show, and the show was like pretty good. So it was entertaining. The shooting was
So
great, but
good sniping in a good movie, enemy at the gates. Bad sniping in a bad movie, Shooter. Bad sniping in a good movie, American Sniper. Like, again, there is such a suspension of disbelief. Like when you actually watch that, and if they had they could have just played it straight from Chris Kyle's memoir. And like they didn't need to make it quite so dramatic. And I'm like, but that's well, first of all, where is this fucking book? But like the movie American Sniper is a good movie. The depictions of sniping in the movie aren't great.
No, they're close enough that if you didn't know any better, yeah, it'd be like, yeah, that feels all right. That
That
feels
feels
okay.
okay-ish. But once you know, you're kind of like, this is not like you know what
That's
they should have done? They should have
no,
just been like,
they would not do that for X, Y, and Z reason
I
because
forget where I saw that, but I read somewhere, it was probably on a forum or something. Somebody said that the sniping scenes in Chris Ka in American Sniper felt like somebody was cosplaying Travis Haley's Blackwater rooftop video. And I was like, that's funny. And not entirely inaccurate of how those scenes felt. So,
Indeed. My favorite scene in American Sniper, though, isn't any of the actual sniping scenes. It's when he gets so bored of Overwatch and sees that the Marines are
yeah,
struggling.
he's like, I'm gonna
He's
go do
like, I'm
CQB.
gonna
Fuck
go clear
this.
rooms.
Yeah. He's like, eh, this is fucking stupid. I'm gonna go do some CQB with these guys. All right, so
Yep.
we've done bad sniping in a bad movie. We've done
Bad Sniping, Good
Bad
Movies.
Sniping, Good Movie. Good Sniping, Good Movie. Is there good sniping in a bad movie?
Huh.
I gotta think about this
I
because
do
I'm
too.
like, I'm because usually, because when you get to really
Usually, if you
bad,
see good sniping, it's
it's in a
because
good
everything
movie.
about that movie is very well done in a technical sense, right?
You know what? I am going to go with, oh, definitely not that. I think, you know, I'm gonna go. No, that's good sniping in a good movie. So I'm looking through
That
this list.
that's
And I'm like,
just it. Like,
yeah.
if the sniping's on point, a lot of the technical skill inside the rest of the movie is also going to be good. So even if it was a movie you didn't like, it's probably like very competently done. An example of that is like the early seasons of Strike Back. Some of the guns and whatnot were kind of goofy, but a lot of the gun handling in Strike Back, the early seasons, was really, really
And
good.
it was very consistent with how the British special operations community runs their guns. Like you would see it, and like the thing that was very much British special operations community was anytime one of the guys would grab a pickup weapon, he would rock the mag out, check it, and then run the charging handle regardless of the condition of the weapon, because he knew, and that is a
And if
doctrinal,
you
you know.
look, yeah, if you look at how the actors were trained, because they were trained live fire. They did a
Which
lot of this live
wild.
shooting. Like they were trained a proper way to do this. So, and it comes through because even in the goofier scenes, even in the goofier, more elaborate, like you couldn't do this theme, you couldn't do this in real life. It's still executed well and feels proficiently done that it's like, okay, they edited it to get the shot they want, or they edited they set up the scene to get the effect they wanted. However, everyone looks like they know what they're doing. This wasn't just magic, like, well, my character can kind of do the thing.
This one's hard. It's good sniper scenes in bad movies. There are some fun sniper adjacent scenes in bad movies. Like I don't know if blowing Jack Black's arm off with a 20-millimeter cannon is a sniper scene, but it's The Jackal with Bruce Willis and Robert Gere, which also Richard Gere is an action star. Really? You tried to sell me that? Really? Really, the 90s?
This is like, guys, I like a lot of your movies. However, there were still some.
Oh, good accurate depiction of sniping. Well, it's not sniping, but designated marksmanship in a bad movie. The scene in the Hurt Locker where they use the 50 BMG to blow up some munitions. That is a real thing that
Yep,
EOD teams
that is
actually
something they
do.
did.
And is an accurate depiction of how that weapon system is employed. And that movie fucking sucks.
Oh yeah,
I did it! I
awful.
did it!
Ha-ha! We win. You played
Oh,
sniping,
man.
but it is ac technically accurate shooting, properly deployed weapon, awful movie.
It's terrible. If you like The Hurt Locker, can you tell me what's wrong with you? Because I don't know anyone from the GWAT veteran era that thinks that's a good movie. Like we all hate it, and we're willing.
Everyone who liked that movie was it. They like it in a supportive sense, like, oh, well, support the troops. The troops are sitting there like, the
Please
fuck.
don't. We don't want this kind of support. We would rather you watch Navy SEALs.
Please go watch the Charlie Sheen classic
Oh, you know
Navy.
what? Hang on. I'm gonna nominate Navy SEALs as an example of technically terrible sniping, but super fucking rad in an amazing movie. Because when is he called the sniper calls himself God? Let's go. Come on. If you don't like Navy SEALs, go fuck yourself. That movie's amazing.
That one gets all the passes too. Suck
Especially
it.
because I've had actual retired SEALs tell me that the depictions of their off-duty life are about as accurate as any movie has ever shown. And I'm like, so what, jumping off of a bridge into the sea to get away from your friend's wedding? The answer, well, it wasn't a bridge, but I definitely jumped out of a moving car. And I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to hear the rest of this story.
Well, it wasn't a bridge, dot 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 is like, all
I'm
right,
like, okay, well,
you know what?
alrighty
We're there.
then. All right, guys. So if you can think of, so for the listeners out there, if you can think of examples of our four categories, good sniping and good movies, that one's easy. You know what? Don't give me any of those. We know all of those. But if you have a particular sniper moment that you love, let's do this. If you have a particular sniper moment that you love from movies or television, post in the comments. If you have a particularly egregious thing from movies or television, post it in the comments. We want to hear about the bad ones too, because the bad ones
Oh
are
yeah,
all
I
the
want
bad ones
like
are
if I
almost as
haven't
much
seen
fun.
them, I want to go watch them. I want to go see the absurd
One of
one.
my favorite bad ones is actually from a Star Trek movie. So, and this we'll close out on this. So in Star Trek VI, they've got a there's a shooter up in the rafters of this big Federation conference who's going to kill the Klingon ambassador or whatever, right?
Yep, start a war.
And he cuts a hole in the plexiglass to stick the muzzle of his phaser rifle through, but the hole is only big enough for the muzzle, and the glass is frosted, so his optic is he has an optic which is above it. You wouldn't be able to see through the optic and the
I
frosted
remember
glass to
that
see what you were
scene,
aiming
and
at.
that's a great movie. Star Trek Six is
And you
awesome.
can, and but I will accept because it's Star Trek, you could hand wave it that it's some sort of like
Oh yeah, it's a scope that can
telescopic
see through walls,
optic. Yeah.
especially like glass.
You have a scope that can see through walls, but your fucking phaser rifle can't shoot through plexiglass. What?
Yes.
Listen, I reject this. Anyway, that is it for this week, guys. We will be back next week with an all new episode. Hopefully, Jack will return with a new goth girlfriend, and everything will be great. And we'll see you guys in a week.